Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Tzadik Beis in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Asiri, beginning of Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah, Haroi de pas chamo v'nosno api chovit shel yayin shel trum. Someone takes out of the oven a hot bread and he puts it on top of a barrel of wine of truma. Rabbi Meir Oiser, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Meir says it's asur. Why? Because the smell of the wine goes into the bread. And reicho milse, smell is already a problem. We're going to get to the Gemara, we'll see, is it specifically hot bread or even cold bread? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not no problem over here, because all you have here is the smell, and reicho smell, lav milse, is not an issur on its own. Rabbi Yosi, mati b'shechiti, voisa b'shosorim. Rabbi Yosi says there's a difference between wheat and barley. Wheat is fine, barley is not. B'shosorim shoravos. The barley bread that sucks out the smell of the wine from the barrel, and therefore it's considered to be a problem because you have truma in the bread. But wheat bread does not suck the smell of the wine, so therefore there's no issue. Continues the Mishnah, Tanu shesikui bekamuin shel truma. You have an oven which was fired up with the spice, with the cumin of truma. V'ofa po yisapas. Then you put a bread into the fire, into the oven. Hapas muteres shein tam kemoin el reach kemoin. Then everybody agrees it's a mutar, because really what you have over here, you don't have the taste of cumin. You only have the smell of cumin. And even that smell is burned out. So it's not considered to be the smell like the smell of wine, which is an existing smell. It's after the cumin was burned out, the smell that remained is here. That smell is vade lav milsi, for sure not something which is a problem. Says the Gemara, Omar Zeir, bon kemir aviani, we asked aviani. What happens if you put the bread, not on an open barrel of wine, but on top of a sealed barrel of wine? It's closed up. Omar Lo, he told us, you learn from another Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Mishnah Meseches Machshirin. As the Gemara explains, what's Yagid Lavriya? Which Mishnah do you want to learn from? Or is it Kado Tarin Tamon, as we learned there in Meseches Machshirin? Chavis Meleyo Peirus, you have a barrel full of fruits. You put it into liquid, into water. And we know the minute water touches the fruits, say it's kosher lekabel tumo. Then it becomes susceptible to receive tumo. So if you have a barrel of fruits in water, the fruits are not touched by the water directly, but the barrel is being touched by the water. Or you have a barrel of water and it's put into fruits. Now here we're adding a few more words according to the Gears of Rav Chaim. V'shavu, kol sheshavu areze b'chiyusam. Meaning if the fruits were able to draw from the water, so then it's considered to be that it was a hechsher. So what do you see over there? They were talking about a sealed barrel. And the barrel, the fruits in the barrel, or the fruits outside the barrel, they're kosher kabotomo, meaning the water and the fruits considered to be touching each other, even though you have a sealed barrel in between. How do we know there the barrel is sealed? So first of all, it says mileyot, it's full. So mashra, it's sealed. That's what Rabbi Chaim explains. Or the pshat is, we talk about also the fruits in the bottom of the barrel. The fruits in the bottom of the barrel, what's touching them? The water which is behind the barrel. So you see, even though you have a barrel in between the fruits and the liquid, it's still considered to be touching each other. Similar over here, the wine and the bread are touching each other, even though the barrel is sealed. Continues the Gemara says, but there's a caveat to that. It's the same way, the barrel needs to be full of liquid, because it says mileyo mashkin. Can't be space between the liquid and the fruits, except the barrel. But there should not be any more space. The hocha, so here the same thing. The wine needs to be filled until the end, until the top of the barrel. Because if it's not, if there's a spacing, then you don't see the wine goes into the bread. Continues the Gemara with base. Omar Mano Mino. From here, you learn the opposite. The same we learned that the liquid needs to get to the top with no space. So, here you need to have the bread touching the barrel, and that should be hanging there. Meaning there should be no space in between the wine, the bread, and the barrel, meaning it should be the wine coming to the end of the barrel and the bread touching the barrel from top, and the only thing separated between them is the top of the barrel. Continues the Gemara and saying, now that we're comparing our Mishnah to the Mishnah Machshirim, Mil Se'omra Filu B'Tzinenes. So we talk about even if the bread is cold. This, similarly to what it says there in Machshirim, talk about cold fruits. So here, not necessarily talk about hot bread, but even cold bread. So the Gemara Ma'abo B'Tzinenes Hava Uvda V'Asar. Really, that's what happened. There was a cold bread, and it became Asar. V'Atayin Chama, but we said our Mishnah hot. Why do we say hot? We're saying hot to say a bigger chiddush. I would think when it's hot, so the hot makes sure it makes the bread koivish, makes it shrink into itself and not draw any liquid from the outside. Meaning, I would think that heat prevents the wine going into the bread. Chiddush is even then the wine goes in koshik if it's cold. The word kam over here, some take out, or it's part of the previous sentence. Shemer lo kishoymer. Mayim oisim peris, umashkim ein oisim peris. Adzur Shlokishin says, the barrel that we're talking about there in Machshirim is talking only about water, not about other liquids. Says the Gemara, according to the Gears of Rav Chaim, Rishlokish kerabiyudo. Rishlokish that says that the only liquid that goes into the fruits is water, but other liquids don't. It's like a Abiyudin Armish that says the wine doesn't go into the bread because it's not water. Says, well, that can't be. The Rish Lakish is going like one tano. Elab Shimer Lakish Omar Mayim Oisim Peiros Ve'Einam Chaserim. Meaning, when water transfers from the barrel to the fruits, nothing changes in the water, in the amount of water. The water can be transferred. The liquidity of the water can go out, even though the water itself does not decrease in amount. Mashkim Oisim Peiros. Other liquids also transfer from the barrel outside. But they are chaseim. We're using here the gears of Rav Chaim. They are chaser, meaning if the wine goes out of the barrel, then you need to see that there's less wine in the barrel. And that is the shita of Remeir. The Remeir in our Mishnah that says, if you have a barrel of wine, so that will go into the bread. But that's only if you measure the wine, you see that there's less wine than there was before. And according to this, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda, amen, mashkeh oseperes kol ikur. No other liquid goes into the bread at all. Not even if it's chaser. Not even if it's missing an amount. Because it's still considered to be smell, and smell is not a problem. So Rish Lakish is here going to a mirror, not according to Abiyudah specifically. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kishayinu olchim etzei Rabbi Yishayahu Rabba lekisrim lilmur Torah." We went to Rabbi Yishayahu Rabba to learn Torah b'im. Hayinu steam chamataseinu, which is a type of cake, agabei kavutim shel murais. On top of barrels of murais, murais is the fish juice. So they'll put the cakes on barrels that have fish juice in it. Says the word of Gimel Mudalev, Vayinu Toyamim Bo Tam Rice. And we would taste in the cake the little bit of the taste of the fish. Says the word of Loki Abiyudah. According to Abiyudah, it's only Reich, it's only the smell. Reich Alav Mil, so you don't actually have the taste. And here they said they actually tasted the fish in these cakes. Says the word, maybe not. Mahalimi Moyu. They're talking about here, there was a lot of salt in the fish juice. So then, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it transfers from the juice into the cake. Ask the Gemara another side point. When you put the cake on these barrels, it will make the juice be less, as we saw before. So they're stealing from the Baal HaBayis. How can they do that? Says the Gemara, they got permission to do it. They didn't do it without permission. But you still have Yilchura Arayo, that the liquid goes from the barrel into the cake. Well, it says no. In the case there's a lot of salt, then it does go according to everybody. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Tzadik Beis.